If you're still without electricity, you're probably frustrated with power companies, but commentator Bob Beckel is saying, thanks.
Folks across the WTOP listening area have suffered through violent weather, death and injuries, and millions without power. Power has been restored in many areas, including my own neighborhood in Bethesda, but not before suffering through days without power, causing food to spoil and air conditioners to shut down. All this occurred during a record-breaking heat wave, with heat indexes in the hundreds in many areas. At a time like this, people's frustration with public utilities boils over along with the heat. Now, I'm one who has never been a fan of public utilities. They enjoy guaranteed profits, substantial rate increases, and no competition. But in this case, I'm prepared to give them a pass. During recent winter storms, which were predicted days in advance, public utilities did not perform well, leaving thousands of residents without power for too long. But the storms that caused all the recent pain and suffering are rare, and not as predictable as snow. Few, if any, foresaw this nightmare coming. So for all those men and women who have been working around the clock to restore our power and clear our streets, I have only one thing to say. Thank you for all your hard work.
And on the other hand, commentator Cal Thomas is a little more critical of the utilities.
Good morning, gentlemen. This area has an abundance of political power, but whenever a summer or winter storm strikes, it's, well, like a third world capital. Greg Easterbrook has an excellent article in the current Atlantic magazine. He notes the politics behind a lot of this, especially in Maryland, where Pepco continues to lag behind power companies in Virginia and elsewhere. Easterbrook notes a Business Insider article last year that rated Pepco, quote, the most hated company in America. Wow. He recalls how the Maryland Public Service Commission has allowed Pepco to cut back on maintenance in order to divert money to dividends and management bonuses. Pepco's top officers, he says, earned more than $22 million between 2008 and 2010, with CEO Joe Rigby getting $8.8 million. Yesterday, top utility regulators in Maryland and D.C. accepted some blame for the power outages. That's a start, but what are they going to do about it in the future? Mike and Bruce?
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. And read more of Cal and Bob in their Common Ground column in USA Today.